The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Gang, it just keeps getting worse for the Democrats. Something catastrophic just happened in New York City. Within hours of Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani's taking aim at President Trump in his victory speech, the city's economic alarm bells started ringing. Business owners panicked, CEOs called emergency meetings, and developers began mapping their exit strategies from the nation's largest city. And now, Mamdani is trapped between a president who's literally threatening to arrest him and a governor who won't give him a dime. This is the most spectacular political implosion in modern New York history, and it's only getting started. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Within hours of Mamdani's victory speech targeting President Trump, the mayor-elect found himself in the political crosshairs from not one but two directions at the same time. Trump promised federal consequences, even arrest, if Mamdani goes through with his attempt at interfering in ICE agents enforcing the law. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul just quietly pulled the plug on his funding dreams. And the city's business community, they're already packing moving trucks and heading south. Now, President Trump didn't mince words when asked about the newly elected socialist mayor who vowed to defy federal immigration enforcement. Several weeks back, Trump said it explicitly that they would indeed arrest Mamdani if he tried to interfere in federal law enforcement. And after Mamdani stood on stage during his victory speech, fist clenched, and delivered a direct message to Trump promising to obstruct federal immigration enforcement and protect criminal illegal aliens from ICE deportation, the response from the Trump administration was swift, and it was devastating.
Well, Pam Bondi and Department of Justice really stepped up. I looked at the number of Title 18, United States Code 111. That's impeding and interfering ICE law enforcement officers, just federal law enforcement officers. And we're at historic level of prosecutions. We're going to continue to prosecute. So Mamdani needs to take a look at what happened in Chicago. Mayor Johnson's pushing back. He's not helping. But guess what? We're arresting thousands of people in Chicago every week. We're going to arrest people there tonight. We're going to arrest people there tomorrow. All these, you know, all these mayors who don't want their community safer, they can scream and yell and protest all they want. We're going to be out there tomorrow and about the next day. And like I said months ago, in sanctuary cities like Chicago and New York, we will flood the zone. The more agents we hire, we're hiring 10,000 new officers. They'll be flooding the zone in sanctuary cities. Why? Because we know we have a problem in sanctuary cities. We know they're releasing public safety threats from their jails every day back in the community. If you were smart, he led us into Rikers Island so we can arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a jail rather than him releasing people to the street to reoffend against his against citizens of the city. So we're going to make New York safe again, with or without him. We would like his partnership, but if you want to stand by and let us do his job for him, that's what we'll do. We're going to make New York safer, New York City safer. President Trump made that promise, and we're keeping that promise. Every criminal alien we take off the street of Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, makes those neighborhoods safer. So you ought to be calling President Trump up and thanking him for making his neighborhood safer.
And not only is President Trump threatening to arrest Mamdani, he's revealed that he's already investigating and whether he's here in this country legally or not. And Trump has already demonstrated he means business. Since the beginning of that disastrous government shutdown back on October 1st, the Schumer shutdown, which of course they just embarrassingly and colossally lost, Trump has withdrawn $18 billion earmarked for major New York infrastructure projects. And that was just the opening salvo. Now, it's not just Trump. Mamdani appears to be busy blowing himself up just by his own mathematical and economic illiteracy. He appears to fundamentally misunderstand how tax brackets work. I don't know if you heard about this, but during his campaign, Mamdani promised a modest, this is what he called it, a modest $20,000 tax increase on millionaires. Now, he told voters that anyone making $1 million per year would pay an extra $20,000 under his 2% millionaire tax. Okay, it sounds reasonable, right? There's just one problem. That's not how marginal tax rates work. New York City uses a marginal tax bracket system with four current brackets. So your income is divided into segments, with each segment taxed progressively higher rates. So 3%, 3.7%, 3.8%, finally 3.9% on every dollar you earn above $50,000. Mamdani's plan would add a fifth bracket at 6%. So he would go up two more percentage points for every dollar earned above $1 million. Here's the brutal reality. Someone making exactly $1 million would not be paying an extra $20,000. They would be paying an extra 6 cents. That's right, 6 pennies. The 20,000 figure only works if you incorrectly apply the 2% tax hike to the entire $1 million income. But these are marginal tax rates. They don't apply to the entire income, only the income that one makes above $1 million. They only apply to every dollar one makes above $1 million. Marginal tax rates apply only to the income above the threshold. So he fundamentally misunderstood accounting. That's even being gracious. This isn't a minor accounting error. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of the tax system he's proposing to overhaul. Lesson be learned, this is why you do not put a trust fund liberal who majored in Africana studies and who never had a real job in charge of the economy of the nation's largest city. I mean, I don't even know how else to say it. If the mayor-elect can't do basic tax math, how on earth can New Yorkers trust him to manage a $110 billion city budget? And it gets worse. While Trump threatens from D.C., New York Governor Kathy Hochul just dropped what is perhaps the biggest bombshell of them all. If you love staying encouraged and up to date for everything happening in our growing movement, then you're going to love my brand new weekly wrap up. Every Friday, we'll send you one uplifting email filled with everything you need to stay connected. Replays of my live streams, our top performing videos and podcasts, and a full look at upcoming events, special announcements, and the latest Patriot wins from our amazing community. It's your weekly boost of hope and clarity delivered straight to your inbox. So don't miss out. Join the weekly wrap-up today and be part of a growing community that's celebrating victories and shaping a new conservative age together. Head on over to turley.pub/recap and sign up now. It's free, it's encouraging, and it's the perfect way to end your week on a high note. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is quietly strangling Mamdani's agenda from Albany. And here's the devastating twist. She endorsed him, right? Hochul publicly backed Mamdani over former Governor Andrew Cuomo back in September, riding the wave of his popularity. But now that he's actually won, she's systematically dismantling every promise he made to voters. She's already said that his whole promise to eliminate bus fares and make public transportation free is DOA. It's not happening. The Independent Budget Office estimates that fare-free buses would cost New York nearly $700 million annually. The MTA already lost $315 million to bus fare evasion in 2022 alone, and Hochul has already invested in a $68.4 billion MTA capital plan. So she's just not about to blow a hole in that funding. But the real death blow, Mamdani can't raise taxes without her. Under New York state law and Article 16 of the state constitution, only the state legislature holds the power to tax. The city cannot create new taxes or change existing rates without approval from the legislature and governor in Albany. And Hochul is facing her own reelection battle literally 12 months from now in 2026 against Republican Representative Elise Stefanik. And she's repeatedly stated she's not going to raise taxes, certainly not in an election year. She can't without hurting her chances at reelection. And so now if Mamdani can't raise taxes, he's shot. Every promise he made, from free buses to universal childcare, from city-run grocery stores to rent freezes, is all dead on arrival. Mamdani's entire platform hinges on massive tax increases that will never happen. His team estimates that universal childcare alone would cost between $5 billion and $8 billion annually. Add fare-free buses at $700 million, rent freezes, city-owned grocery stores, and you're looking at over $10 billion in new annual spending. And his only funding plan is a 2% income tax on millionaires, which he completely miscalculated, and raising the corporate tax rate from 7.25% to 11.5%, which is already causing business owners, investors to leave the city. Remember, capital is mobile. Capital moves. So when companies face unprofitability through taxation, what do? They leave. And when they do, they take everything: direct tax payments, jobs, income taxes, as sales taxes from employees, property taxes. And now they leave you with what? Empty buildings. We've already seen this mass exodus begin. I mean, Florida real estate prices are through the roof. They're estimating $100 million of real estate investment influx just in the last week. And it's not just Florida. We're getting word that New Hampshire is getting tons of interest from business owners and residents who just want to escape the insane taxes in New York but stay in the Northeast. So, I mean, it's just, again, you couldn't script this better. Mamdani now faces an impossible situation. He's getting threatened from D.C. He's getting threatened from Albany, with Hochul refusing to approve the tax increases, leaving him with zero revenue and zero promises fulfilled. And he's getting threatened from Wall Street, with business leaders fleeing, capital evacuating, and one association estimating $8.7 billion already being redirected as we speak to Florida. Actually, it's three states: Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. The tragedy unfolding in New York is what happens when revolutionary rhetoric meets basic arithmetic. You can't freeze rents when landlords go bankrupt. You can't run free buses when the system loses $700 million annually. And you can't build socialism when your governor won't give you the money and the president is threatening to arrest you. While red states are booming in President Trump's golden age, New York stands as the cautionary tale, proof that when you elect ideology over competence, fantasy over math, and rhetoric over reality, you get exactly what you voted for.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.